Extreme PC UK.
Why, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 169 of Extreme PC UK podcast. Today is the 21st of July 2022, and I'm your host, Nick, also known as Extreme PC UK, everywhere in the world. And today on the show we have...
GreatGamer25 here to talk games.
Hello, Trainspotting Trev on the Twitch and the Discords. Hello.
And Claxon, back from my two-month hiatus on the Extreme Discord channel.
Where have you been?
Oh, I've just been doing lots of errands and then vacation and then lots of bits and pieces. And
life.
Playing Star
You've
Citizen
been doing life.
Really addictively.
Oh, Star Citizen. Yes. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that.
He's been
it's like a trigger
in.
Word, right?
Do the people get angry?
So the podcast.
Yeah, Claxon claims there's nothing wrong at all with the game.
It is. I'm telling you, the game's
I
a good game.
Say that.
The game is a good game.
But we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. Yes. Right. Later. Let's get straight off the bat. Let's get straight into it. We've got lots to talk about tonight. Lots of good stuff to talk about. First, I just want to run through a few announcements that's going to be happening. I felt like I was getting a bit too deep into Elite, so I've sort of come out of the other side of Elite, and we're playing other games again now. Oh, Trev's found his new button look, so he can do splashy things. Look, he's desperately working on another one.
new Discord feature. Everybody can do it.
Yeah, there's a new thing in Discord. If anyone's just a listener, there's a new thing where you can now, when there's a video on Discord, you can splash emojis everywhere. And Trev loves it. He loves to splash things about. Right.
Especially great.
Yeah, there I am.
The first thing I want to do is I just want to say I forgot Red Dwarf again.
Oh my god, it's a good thing I don't turn up anymore.
It's only the third
three
or fourth
days,
time.
Three
though,
times
okay.
in a row. This time I did remember halfway through though, and I said to but it was 40 degrees though. You got to realize it was 40 whatever it is.
Perfect temperature to chill then, and pun intended, and just watch something instead of getting sweaty gaming.
Oh man, I couldn't even get in my chair. It was so hot, man. It was literally, it was like being
stuck
in Satan's arsehole.
Yeah.
And that's high.
It was a hot one,
that's
man.
All I can say.
Yeah, never tried that.
But Red Dwarf Night is every Tuesday between 8 and 9 if I turn up. You've also got Gray's Green Room. He's going to be doing a live pod, his podcast, which is entertainment. Mine's gaming, his is entertainment. So that's about film and TV. And he's changed it now to a... What type of room is it? A stage room. So everybody
it's
can join
stage,
in.
Yeah, it's Discord's offered stage rooms for a long time, but we've never really used it. So when I looked into it, I was going like, how does this work? So apparently you, on a stage, we can all talk, but no one will, and people can come into the room, but they can't talk on the video, so they won't be recorded. But they can listen in like they were an audience. Thus,
but can I stage, can I jump off the stage and crowd float, whatever it is?
That would be cool.
What?
Surfing?
You know where you dive off the stage and you float across the
crowd? You never heard that? Never crowd. Heard of that before? You've actually seen
diving.
It happen, right? I've been at concerts before. I've seen people just come right by me.
Yeah, yeah. I threw the last time. Do you remember what I told you about last time? My missus.
Yeah.
She smashed her head on the metal boards at the front and we was watching the Libertines and people was doing crowd surfing coming over and they kept landing on my missus. So I just grabbed one by his belt and chucked him over the barrier. Another one come along, I chucked him over the barrier as well. And then the next one, someone chucked over our way and it landed on my missus' head and smashed her head on a metal bar. They actually thought she might have fractured her skull. She hit her head that hard because a human being landed on her head. Like Mr. Bean when he comes out of that spaceship at the beginning.
That's crazy.
I feel like you do have to fracture your skull to tolerate Pete Doherty, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on. I like Libertine.
Yeah, the Libertines are good, man.
Days. Their music was good, but he was a right idiot.
Oh, yeah, I meant the music. Yeah, but anyway, we digress.
Yeah, we didn't say that, Clax, we didn't say we want to go to his birthday party or anything, did we?
Oh.
moving on. So Gray's Green Room, that is going to be on July the 24th, 8 p.m.
On the Sunday.
Then we've started doing gaming night again, which has been really cool because we've done the first one again last week and we've done Ring of Elysium again. We had about 20 people turn up. It was well good night. Everyone was smashing everyone. Yeah. Like, we were all firing each other. Oh. Gray was crack camping and hiding around the map as he does, creepy little man.
Yep.
You actually killed someone though, didn't you?
I killed a couple people.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
He's like hiding in the darkest, dingiest corner with his sights.
Well, that's why I couldn't place in the top 10 because I actually got out and killed a couple people.
You can't get your own teammates killed this time though, hopefully.
But I've put another gaming night up, and it's going to be on... So it's not this Sunday coming, it's next Sunday, the 31st of July, and it's going to be Fall Guys. Fall Guys is now free to play, and it's got custom servers. Now, the gaming night will go ahead if we get 10 players, because you have to have 10 players to do a custom server. If we get the 10 players in, which we probably will, we'll go ahead and play Fall Guys. That'll be funny, because that's a well funny game. And as like I said, it's now free to play. Yeah, it's a good game.
I love that game. Reminds me of, do you know that show Takeshi's Castle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a well random show, wasn't it?
That was good. It was awesome.
Just like run across there and a big boxing glove comes out and smashes the guy in the face. He just falls in the water.
They treated those people. Yeah, it's crazy.
What platform's the game on, Fall Guys? Is it Epic?
I think it's on Steam now.
Steam? All right, okay, cool.
I'm sure you can for that. Come on, you check.
It got removed from Steam.
Did it?
Is that on PC Game Pass?
Epic brought it, so it's definitely on the Epic launcher.
But it's definitely free to play. But make sure what I have to say to people is make sure you download it before you get to gaming night. Because otherwise you get to gaming night and everyone has to wait. And we're not going to wait. We're just going to carry on playing. So download Fall Guys, get it ready. And then we'll all play as soon as it goes live, which is at 7 PM UK time next Sunday. The next thing, we've got Social Night, which is on the 7th of August. I'm not sure I'm going to be at the Social Night. I should be, but I've got a feeling... It might, from now all the way through August, every weekend, I've got like Twitch London, I've got Insomnia, I've got, what else have I got? It's my daughter's birthday.
They're getting back, basically.
Oh, I'm going to watch UB40. Yeah, boy.
Oh, I remember
UB40.
Yeah. Well, you don't like UB40?
Red,
I remember.
Yeah?
Red, it's just red wine.
White guys doing reggae, man. Right?
They're actually good, though.
Mate, their music's wicked.
Yeah, like, I'm that stunned. Kind of music,
I'm stunned by you lot. Like, you don't like UB40.
I didn't say I didn't like them. They did.
I love the way Gray's like, put it on them two over there. They did it.
I'm more worried for Nick's daughter, who might be listening to the podcast, where he was like, yeah, I'm doing all these things. I'm going to Twitch. I'm going to Insomnia. I'm doing Social Night. I'm doing... my daughter's birthday.
One of those. Right, she'll get another one.
That's right. She gets one every year. Hey.
I've got to buy her a well nice bike for her birthday. She wants a big mountain bike.
Oh, I thought you meant like a motorcycle.
No, she would if she could, but she won't. I won't let her have one. Because over here, at 16, you can drive a moped.
Yeah. Fun times. I've fallen off my moped twice.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. That's about the same as over here, too. People get mopeds.
What age can you get a moped in the USA?
It used to be, believe it or not, around 12 years old a long time ago.
Wow, there'd be people dying left, right, and center
over
here.
Yeah, exactly. And then they changed it. So I think it's 15 now.
15. But you can drive a car over there at like 15, can't you?
Well, 15, you can get a restricted driver's license. You imagine a 15-year-old could drive a car with an adult. I'm like, whoa.
You see, I did.
I mean, I did it. I'm saying that, but I did it when I was younger. When I was 15, I drove.
Really?
Was in the car, but now it seems like crazy. Like, what?
I'm not gonna lie. I had 5 cars before I passed my test.
You had 5 what?
I had 5 cars before I passed my test.
If you were caught, you would have been necked for sure,
like,
man.
Hot-wheel cars.
Back in my day, you just bought your insurance for 50 quid.
Yeah, I wish.
That's what I can remember when I was.
They charge a lot of money for kids these days.
To be fair, I'm not going to lie. To be fair, the cars I had were all XR2s, the old original ones, you know, with the spot lamps on the front. Mark II XR2, wicked little car. And comics in chat, yeah. I bet it was the same on the state he grew up on.
Comics' stream is really low volume for me and Irish.
Yeah, he's just winding up Trev. Because Trev keeps coming into my streams every day and saying, turn your volume up, mate, I can't hear ya. And then we go for everybody, and it's just Trev that can't hear us.
Don't get me started.
He just flipped me the bird.
Oh, I had a question for Trev. So which mic are you using today?
The MacBook Pro, because it's got excellent mics in it. I may as well just, I'm comfortable in my bed.
It does sound really good, yeah.
He's comfortable in his bed floating above that city, look.
That's why you're seeing the city in the background. We don't want to see his pillow.
Underneath. You can't see what's underneath, lads. It's all...
Yeah, we don't want to see what's underneath. You can imagine.
Anyway, Social Night. August the 7th. 8 p.m. And for anyone that is wanting to know what's going on or see what's going on, get involved in stuff, just join our Discord, extremepcuk.co.uk. There's a button on the front page. Just click it. Or you can just search Extreme PC UK. It's all over the place. And we'll go from there. Right. We're going to carry on with the way we normally do the podcast now, which is the new normal. The new normal.
Yes.
And that, Nick not going quiet is a blessing. That's not very nice, is it?
Neck's broken.
I like the way that he typed that in, though, and he had the straightest face.
About saying
ever.
It, right? Completely he doesn't want to say it, like, but he'll type it. That,
thought I'd catch
Vicious.
Him out. But yeah, so we've got our list of items to talk about, which are mixed up of questions, scenarios, games, all sorts of stuff. We started off with Trev. I believe you're at number one place, and what's your bit of news?
Before you roll your eyes and frown, Nick, it's our good old friend No Man's Skies again. They've come out with yet another big ass free update.
Is it a big ass useless free update though?
Well, I haven't played it yet, but I'm tempted. I've been watching a little bit on Twitch TV at the moment. Slag them all you want, and I did for a long time at the start. They've released so many free updates.
Well, they've had two, haven't they?
6 years, believe it or not.
Huh? They've had to claw their way back in.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point I'm just going to make. You have to, when you muck up so much at the start, you literally have to bring out something substantial or lots of free updates. But it's been 6 years, boys. I can't believe that. It seems like an eternity ago, doesn't it? But fair play. They brought out another one. And it's maybe closer to... What's that?
What is the update?
It's a lot more ship and freighter based now. It seems to be that you can have the ability to own your own and captain your own freighters, and you can actually make kind of like
form
on board. Not in No Man's Sky, no.
Yeah, you could. This is the argument I was having with people. They were like, now there's like freighter ships in there, and what you could have capital ships, and what you can do is you can beam back to your capital ship. And I was like, well, that's pointless. You can build bases on any planet. The millions of planets, you can build bases on all of them. But why?
Why not?
Yeah,
I built a base here. I spent 10 hours building it. Right, I'm going to go to the next planet. Oh, I'll build a base here. I'll build a base here as well. I spent 10 hours on it. I'll go next one. Oh, I'll build a base here. That's just what you do. There's no going to the center of the galaxy anymore, is there?
It's like having 10 homes across the world.
You're looking for stuff to do with actual like missions and goals and stuff to collect. And I see your point. And they have brought out a couple of new expeditions as well on this. I don't know if you'd quite call them full-blown missions because it's not really what No Man's Sky is about, but they did bring out a couple of them that focus on the capital ships and combat and stuff like that as
well.
What's
the point of a capital ship then in this game?
Well, I mean, is it not similar to your game in Elite where you have your big what are they called? The big ass ships.
Yeah, but in Elite, you've got a reason to have it. You've got a reason because it fits into the game well to do what you need to do. But in No Man's Sky, it seems to be pointless. It's just something to have. They've given it and put it in there just so that you've got something to have. Someone enlighten me with what you do with a capital ship. Why it's in the game and what is the actual game about now? What is the end game? It used to be getting to the center of the galaxy, but now it's not. Now it seems like it's just a bit of fun to build bases and do nice things with your friends.
It's kind of
okay.
It's like a space sim now, almost a little bit, without any major goals or end game as such. You still can go to the center of the galaxy, can you not? Surely they wouldn't take that out. I mean, that was one of the main things, wasn't it? I mean, I haven't played that update yet, but I'm considering it because we have credit where credit's due, man. They know they effed up at the start, so they brought out a bunch of updates to try and substantial updates to try and improve it. Not saying I will go, but if I go back and play it, I'll come back here and mention these things and see how good it is. Watch a bit more on
Twitch
TV.
To it, play it and let me know if it was worth doing anything in it.
Can I ask a question?
Go on.
Because I do love my space games. So you've got, obviously, Astroneer, you've got Elite Dangerous, you've got Star Citizen, you obviously got Starfield coming out later. I just wondered, I've never played No Man's Sky, how is it different to all of those games?
There's no point to it. That's the way it's different.
I'm not asking, this question is for Trev.
It's like a space sim without any major goals. Like, Elite will have a lot of stuff you can do in terms of goals, missions, end games, that kind of thing, multiplayer, all that stuff rolled into one. But No Man's Skies was very unlike that at the start, and they've added in a lot more stuff that they should have had at the beginning, like multiplayer.
It's like
but they're just
dangerous
opening
with nothing
up
in it.
bells and whistles and stuff. And some people just want that. Like some people, I'm neutral in the matter, by the way. I'm not trying to big up No Man's Sky. I was angry. I own a copy because I got it at the start. I was suckered in. That's one of the games actually that stopped me buying AAA titles on day one, with the odd exception, like a new Half-Life or a Doom or something, which
so
I know will
one
be great.
Thing that everybody got really angry about was Clacture. They were like, we've got this new like procedural generated galaxy. There's millions of planets that you can go to, and if you find them, if you go for and find one, you can name it, and everyone will know it's your name and stuff like that. Yeah, oh, that's great. But what they didn't tell you is what they've done is there's millions and millions of combinations of each planet and what species are on the planet, if there's life on there and stuff like that. But what happens is you get to a planet, yeah, the planet's a desert, but then you've got a fish floating in the air, and it could have like a giant horse's head or an elephant's trunk with tiny feet, and then you just think to yourself, what is the point of that animal? Like, why has it got a trunk? There's no water here. It's desert, but it looks like a fish, and it's flying through the air. You know, it was just, just like, it was like they put it into a random generator, and it would just make sizes of parts of animals all stuck together.
It sounds more like logic.
Nah.
It sounds more like a fantasy.
Like a load of crap.
That's what you see in fantasies.
Don't get me wrong, I played No Man's Sky for about 200 hours, I think. But I did like the game where I was building spaceships and I was making my way towards the center of the galaxy, and I was enjoying it. But then I think someone got to the center and nothing happened really that exciting, and it sort of just fizzled out. And then they just obviously tried to put multiplayer in. They said the whole game was based that you could do this with friends. It sounds like you was on acid, alcohol, they says. Maybe. I wish I was. It'd have been better.
Whoever created the game, right?
What do you expect when you got to the center of the galaxy to bloody see God, like Star Trek 5 or something?
One person
did
come out, and I don't know if this is true, and they said you get all the way there, and then the game, you just get reborn and you start again.
That would be so annoying, man.
The Matrix.
You're back at your base you built.
We have deleted your wipe, you have to start again.
You're a fish
That's
with
enough.
A trunk with small feet.
Someone needs to play it and then tell us what's going on in there.
I played it, but not for as many hours as you did. But I mean, I enjoyed what little I played, but I just didn't want to get into another time sink game.
I'll tell you what's good.
The other knock about it was that some people, again, this is the comic book / cartoony graphics versus the realism. So with No Man's Sky, it's more on the cartoony side.
I think we should take Gray's power away to talk about graphics.
No, that's harsh. It's not more cartoony. Like no.
I'm not saying that. I liked it, but people are saying that it is.
I love the way he's taking it, saying that he doesn't like cartoony things, but he's got giant.
No, I didn't say that. I never said
him.
That. I said that the drag about it was that they said some people didn't like it because they felt it was too cartoony. To me, I think it's fine. I'd have no problems with it. But there's always this debate with the people that don't like the cartoony comic book stuff. You know.
I'll tell you what is good about it. In VR, it's very good in VR. Because you're in it for the experience, and that's fun. And that's where it's good.
Nick says something nice about No Man's Sky. Are you feeling okay, man?
No, it's not.
Are you good?
It's not. I'm not saying
anything
nice about it.
I'm
just being honest. I've played the game for a long time, and I enjoyed what I played of it back then. But it wasn't what they promised, and that's the bottom line. It wasn't what they promised. There was no multiplayer, and the game had no reason to be playing it, and all the stuff was pants. So, next.
And that's why they've given you free updates for all this length of time to make up for it. So
I reckon
they
just put this update out just so that people like us would talk about it and try and get them some more sales.
I think we should do a new channel.
We've got capital ships. Now we're going to have freighter ships.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
They're the same, but they're red.
Nick should have a points thing to play No Man's Sky if we get enough going to piss him off.
Do it. I'm up for that. We've still got to do one of the other ones first. Let's move on.
I think we should get on to a game that we did like. So.
Yeah, so, right, this is the main thing of the podcast today. Like I said, we've all been playing different games. We've all been trying a new game. Brand new, free-to-play game. I don't know if it's brand new, actually. I don't know how long it's been out.
I don't think it's too long, but it's new to
our Discord, and everybody's been playing it, and that is called The Cycle Frontier. Now, I heard a lot of people playing it, and I was intrigued to get involved. Now, if you play, what is it called? Escape from Tarkov. Escape from Tarkov. this it was released on June the 8th, Klaxon just put in. But it's like Escape from Tarkov, but a lot more simpler, not as deadly, and more like sort of... My view is it's more like a game... It's crossed between like Borderlands, Apex, and Escape from Tarkov. What do you lot think of the game before I get into about what the gameplay is and stuff like that? None of you played it?
No. Well, I have, of course. I played it just with you today.
I just watched it. Don't know.
All right. Well,
I like what I played. You have more experience in it than I do.
Yeah, so I'll say what experience is. So basically, it's like a looter. The only way I can easiest way I can try and describe it is imagine playing. You know, like you get the map for Apex, and you drop out the sky, and you come down. You see the whole map, don't you? Well, this is a similar sort of map, but you don't drop from the sky. You do drop from the sky. Sorry, you're in a little pod. You're in a little pod, but it's not like how you fly around in Apex. You land. This puts you in a starting zone. So you land in your pod, you come out, and what it is, it's a looter where you go around and loot up for things and you kill enemies. It's PvP and PvE. And basically, you've got to get extracted from the map. So the fundamental thing to do is get dropped down there, loot up, and get out of there. Now, you might have missions that say you need to collect some of these, you need to kill these monsters, you need to do a mission in this area. And basically, you just land there, and you can stay there for as long as you want. Like, you can literally, there's no time limit, there's no circles getting smaller. It's literally, you're there. You make it to the extraction zone, or you die. If you die by someone killing you, you lose everything that's on you. So it's like, you're really on edge. Like, so I land, and my goal is to kill 5 of these monsters. I'll go around, and I'll kill them. And it might be that I've got to collect certain body parts of them. So I go around, I kill them. At that point, I've got to then take them to an extraction zone and take them out of the game to keep them. Now, you do get a section in your backpack because you have a backpack. It's a bit like how any other survival game would be. You've got like stims to heal yourself and stuff like that. You've got all different guns. You get missions from different factions. And there's like a whole space station area where there's all shops and stuff like that where you can buy stuff. It's got a season pass. And pretty much, I really like it because it's basically like playing a game like Apex, but you don't have to be the last one, and you don't have to be the best at killing people to actually win. You can get into the game, and you could actually do your missions, get really good loot, and get out of there by being really creepy like Gray, just crawling around in the bushes. Or you could be like, if you're like Leo, my son, and you want to kill people, you could just go around and kill people. Don't even bother looting up anything. Just wait at a spawn point or like an extraction area, and then just literally wait for people to call the ship. Because what happens is they call the ship, it comes down, it takes about 30 seconds. You could shoot them and take all their loot and then get extracted yourself. Now, the game has, it's 3 players, so you can go solo, you can go as 2, or you can go as 3. Whether you go solo or as a 3, you all go into the same map anyway. And there's only a few groups in one map. It's not like there's people everywhere. It's a lot of the time you don't see another person. So when you do see a person, it's quite rare. And you sort of like, you're always on that sort of edge of your seat. Like, there's a guy over there. And the thing is, you know you're going to lose everything. You know? You do get like a little free in your backpack, you get like a little section where if you die, you can put it in a safe area. But there's only like a very small section of your bag. So say my mission was to go and get this animal part and I get it. I can put that into my safe spot. And in that way, that means if I die, that will come out with me. But you can only do it a little percentage of your bag. Gray, what did you think of the game?
I mean, I really liked it. There's a learning curve to it. You guys have more on it than I do, so I went at it a little bit. But they were kind of coaching me along as I went through and everything. But I really liked it. It reminded me a lot of Division 2 in the style that you have to go out and get your different pieces of equipment. You have to get better pieces of equipment to equip yourself properly for the mission. The only thing that was different was that you can lose everything. So that doesn't, you know, please everybody that you lose everything. But at least they give you the option to put things in the safe part, like you said.
But you've also got the insurance as well.
Yeah, the insurance gets you back your money. So if you do lose your items, you get back the money and you can go back and rebuy them again. So it's not too bad in that sense.
It's like if you're going for base items, that's fine. But say there's hundreds of items in the game. What can happen is, say you've got different levels of how good items are. So you start off with like the green items, then you get like the blue items, And we've been fighting a lot of people with blue items, and they're stronger than us, and they've killed us. Now, if you want to get like red items or legendaries, what you have to do is you have to go into the game and find lots of resources, and you bring them out of the game, and you have to actually build them in a crafting machine. Now, say you spend a lot of money and time building this gun. If you take it in there, you can insure it, so you'll get the money back if you die, but you'll still lose the gun. So all of the materials that you had for that gun, you lose them as well, which is a scary feeling. Like, I've had a couple of good guns as I've been in there, and I've lost them, and I'm like, I come out, and I'm like, oh man, I just need to get that back again. But say we're going in there, and say it's us three, and we're in there, and we shoot someone else, and they've got a legendary gun. You pick that gun up. If you make it to extraction, that's your gun. You know, you can store that as insurance, insure it, and then when you die next time, you'll get that much money back for it. It's like properly, like it's a hard situation, but I'm really, really enjoying the game to the point that I bought the Game Pass straight away, because I feel like in this game, when I've played like Apex or Call of Duty or any of them other games like that, I really do find that people who are better at aiming, which is a lot than us lot, they win the game all the time, and it's frustrating, and you sort of feel like, man, like I watch Leo and he's getting like stupid amounts of XP and I'm getting nothing. I'm thinking, he's like way off the scale to me. He's way in front. I'm level one. He's level 50 already. But in this game, you've got options. You don't have to. Like, if someone shoots at you, you can literally just go off the other way, run away, and carry on looting and doing what you need to do to complete your missions. And like I said, there's no time limit. There's no length of time you can be on the map. It's really, really good.
How much is the game? How much is that? Is it free to play?
It's a free to play.
However,
on Steam, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And however, there are separate packs that you can buy. They have about five, I think, different packs. And not that you would buy the best one. It's like $120. But I bought just like the initiate pack. It was like $12.
Yeah, but Gray, you're talking about packs, but people don't generally buy the packs. The packs are like items and stuff. What you can buy is a season pass as well, which is separate.
Sure. Sure. But what I did is, just because I'm trying it out, I just did the initiate pack just to see what it was about. But what I did read about the packs that was good, though, is that each season lasts whatever, I think 2 months, 60 days or something like that.
Yes, 60 days
exactly. And when you do buy a pack, if you do spend the money on a pack, whether it's a little or a lot, at the beginning of a new season, you get all those items back again. So you don't lose them forever. If you buy the pack, yes, if you lose those items during that season, you're not getting it back within the season. But when the new season starts, you get it all back again. So I like the idea is that they keep it tough, but they don't make it so tough that you get completely turned off.
Yeah.
So you have the chance to be able to save some things. If you do lose stuff, you don't lose everything, but you do lose some stuff. So it's a lot less frustrating. Like, for instance, today when we were playing, we ran into the evacuation pod, the three of us. And by luck, this guy was camping us, and he threw a grenade in there, killed me right away, and then killed Matt, and Nick lucked out, and he got away. So Irish and I had the bummer was Irish and I had plenty of stuff that we collected up, and it was all gone. So that was a little frustrating. But it wasn't so frustrating that I would just rage quit the game. And
yeah,
that's
you can easily get it back again.
Exactly.
But
and
what
I've
noticed about
it,
just quickly, LennyBoy79, thank you for that Prime sub. Really appreciate it. 15 months, dude. Really appreciate it, man. And Whitey, I'll get to your question in a second. What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying now.
I was just saying about rage quitting, but it doesn't get to that point.
Oh, yeah, because basically,
you feel like you have to.
When you go into the game, like, I've been playing it a lot today, and the thing is, when you go into the game, you could go in there trying to complete, like, say, five missions, or you can go in there and be like, right, I'm just going to help Gray today and help him get what he needs for his missions, help him catch up. And the thing is, like, I could just say, like, right, say I need to kill five animals and I've got 10 other missions. I can go, right, I've got these five. Gray, have you done your mission? And he'll be like, yeah, I've got some really rare loot on me. Let's go to extraction. And you can get out of the game, like, there and then. You can just leave if you make it to the extraction. So you could have a really good game where you literally get what you need in the first 2 minutes and you get out of there, you jump out of the game and you've collected your items and then you go back in and do it again. Or you can just go in and try and go for everything.
What are the missions like, guys? Are they ad hoc random ones? Or are they actually
Decent? So there's lots of missions for collecting items because obviously you find random loot. So a lot of them are like, find five of these, find two of them, find this, find that. or it'll be a certain area. It might be like go to the science lab and find some optical lenses, or go to the swamp and kill 5 monsters. And the thing is, it really varies a lot. And the trick there is that all of us might have the same items we need. So then you're sort of like trying to loot them up and find them, but also trying to help each other. So if you've got a good team, you'll be like, you have one, I'll have one, you have one. Or you might be like, oh, you get your one because you're higher than me, so we'll help you out first. There's a very good dynamic like that happens.
I like the co-op in it because, like Nick was saying, when you're running around and if I need an optic glass but the other guys don't, they'll go, oh, great, come over here, optic glass. Or if I see something like, what was it? You had to get the poppers. Little animals called poppers. Nick needed a whole bunch of them, but I didn't need any. So I just said, Nick, over here. And there was like 6 of them. And
have to kill them, so I have to get the last shot on them. And I had to kill 5 of them. And they had to be in the swamp area. So when we get out of the ship lands and we get out, the first thing you do is look at your missions. And I'll be like, oh, my missions are, I need to go to swamp. Matt was like, oh, I need to go science lab. Gray would be like, I need to go to the waterfall. And then it'll be like, all right, well, the extraction point, because the extraction points are all over different areas of the map. So every team that's playing will have a different extraction area. So obviously you're going through other extraction areas where people are actually trying to get to themselves. And I don't think the game all starts at the same time. I think you get random drops in. So the map will drop someone in. They'll start playing. Someone else will drop in. They'll start playing. And it'll go like that. Cheers for that subway. I really appreciate it. 12 months with a Prime. Wicked, dude. Cheers. And I will get to your question in a minute. So you're all sort of crisscrossing, trying to go to different places. So the game can actually force you into someone else's, like, area. But the whole thing's so good because you could play it in multiple different ways. Like, I could go into the game and be like, right, I'm not doing anything this one. I'm just going to loot up and sell my stuff. And I could just come out of the game and sell my gear for 15 grand and use that to buy more weapons. Or I can go in and actually try and do a mission. Or I can just try and help Gray. Like, it's very open to what you want to do. It's not like Apex where you have to be like, I have to be number one shooter at the end of this game. Otherwise, that's it. It's all wasted. Really, really good game. I'm really enjoying it. Everyone I know has played it's really enjoying it. I'm actually going to set a room up on Discord for it because it's a really, really cool game. Like I said, it's got a season pass. It's season 1 right now. It's a brand new game. So if you think back to like Apex and Call of Duty, when they first came out and they had like the first items and stuff, you can get that right now. I've got the season pass and I'm going to work through 100 levels of it. And for me, Ring of Elysium was another one that I really liked and I was willing to buy the season pack and all that, but the game just died. But in this, I feel like it's a game that you can jump on with friends and have fun. Doesn't matter if you're the best shooter or the worst, you can enjoy the fun and the dynamic will change to whoever the person playing with. So if I play with Gray, no disrespect, Gray, but if I'm playing with you, we'll creep around, loot up, and we'll try not to get into trouble. We'll try and get to the extraction as our mission. If I go in with Leo, I'll let him go and kill people and we'll take their gear off them. But you fully understand what I mean by that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is really like that. Trev, I know you watched it and you said you didn't really like it. We'll get to that in a second. Let me just answer Whitey. I think he says, is it first person or third person? Is that what your question was, Whitey?
First, isn't it?
I think so.
No, the game's first person only, but is that what he's saying in the question with the FPP, TPP? Yeah.
I think
It's all in first person. You don't have a third person. When you're on your spaceship... So when you're not shooting or fighting anyone, you're just running around, it jumps into third person. You can see your character and all your stuff. When you go into game, you go into first person. And it's pretty cool, very smooth. And obviously, I've got a 3080 Ti. My frames are super smooth, even when streaming. How was the frames for you lot? Or for you, Gray, because these two ain't played it.
I didn't check the frames, but I knew it was running well. I didn't have any issues.
And what car do you got? 3070?
3070, yeah.
Yeah, so it runs nice. We did have an issue where Gray thought everything was bugged, but it was just because he had no space.
No, I didn't say that. There was just a couple of things in there I think they should put into the game. That was all. Little things like on the map, I would like to be able to find my teammates a little easier than wondering which way they went. So in other words, like on some maps, you know, you actually see your characters. It's easier to see them. Or on the radar, it's easier to plot where they are. And then when you do see your members, they don't have their name next to them. Like on many games, you have a small little name next to each.
So you can't
little
tell.
Things like that.
But I was saying to Gray, I was saying to Gray, Gray was like, man, first thing is it needs a mini map. And I was like, I don't think they want it to have a mini map. They want it to be where you feel like you're lost. And if you want to look at your map to see where your friends are, you take the risk of getting shot. Because that's what it forces you to do. It forces you to open a map up on your screen.
Yeah, big map.
But you could still run around with the map as well. There's also resources as well. So if you need to get money, you can actually go into the game and you've got a scanner and you can scan and it will show you where on the map there's like loot. And you can go there and actually dig with a pickaxe for resources. So you could just grab them and then get extracted and then sell them. They're very valuable. So there's lots of different reasons for being in the game. Like, if it's a new person playing, you could literally slay them alive because they won't know what they're doing. Or they could just be, like, mining, or they could be shooting. You just don't know what they're... Everybody's got a different, like, thing they want to do at that time, you know?
Can you drop loot for your teammates if they need something to complete a mission or something,
Yeah, so, and what else can happen is, which is a weird dynamic, Gray died, so I picked up all of his gear off the floor.
No. Yeah, he took off all my good
stuff. So he died, because he's out of the game, that's it. He can't get his stuff back, he's lost it.
You took his shit and run, didn't you?
No, so what I could do is I picked up all of his gear off the floor, and then I got extracted. So what technically happened is I earn a whole new guns, ammo, all this stuff that costs money every time. I earned all of that and brought it out of game to me. Now, I could go back into the next game if I wanted to, and I could drop it on the floor for Gray and give it back to him. I didn't, because he wasn't there, but I could have.
And he would have, if I was there. He would have done that.
But
it's a free game. So you can't complain too much, even if you liked it or didn't like it. It's a free game. You don't need to play it, so why not?
I think
not?
They filled a very big gap there, to be fair. I honestly feel like they filled a gap for players of competitive, like... Not competitive on like a proper competitive level at the moment, like where you're ranked, not a ranked level, but a game where you're playing competitively against like other players. There could be humans or there could not be. You could just be fighting AI. But I feel like the game really gives you a chance to be even whether you're a good player or a bad player. You know, I could just keep playing. I could just walk in, pick up a couple of bits of loot and get extracted. Walk in, get extracted. Take me a long time. But I could do that if I wanted to get leveled up.
I think it's a game that sits between things like you said, it's not fully an Apex. It's not fully a Tarkov. So it's a game where you wouldn't want to, if you don't like those games, and I don't really like them, I'm not going to play them. But this game allows you a little more freedom. So now I'm more interested. And I don't mind losing some stuff because I know it's not impossible to get things back. It's just hard. But it's much better. I think the way it's designed is much better. I really do like it. It's really nifty. How much did the pass cost you?
$9.99. So it's the same as all the other games, really. All the other games are $9.99 for the passes. You also can get, like you said, the packs. And when you get the packs, you can get like rare items straight away. But I did look at... So when you go in-game, you can pick up like all of these rare items. And obviously what happens is as you go through the game, you just keep picking up more and more stuff. And what happens is when you come out, you take it out of your inventory and put it into a stash. Now, you've got something like 100 slots in that stash to stash everything in there. Once it's all in there, you do a mission and it will then give you another mission. But if you've already got the gear in your stash, it will just tick it off straight away. So that gets ticked off straight away. You go, oh, I've got another mission done. Oh, I've got another mission done. So you're sort of like trying to keep as much stuff in there all the time. And it's like every time you come out of a game, what you have to do is you have to go into your inventory, take out what you don't want, because otherwise you take it back in with you again and you'll lose it. So you sort of take out what you don't want, take what you do want. You go, do I take a better weapon? Do I take a worse weapon? What do? You don't know. It's all very like guessy until you get really good at it. It's quite funny because the whole time we've been talking about it, I'm just watching people on my Steam just popping up going, I'm playing. And they're all playing that game at the moment. But it's called The Cycle Frontier. And like I said, it's free to play. If anyone wants to play it, you're more than welcome just to come join us on Discord. ExtremePCUK.co.uk. Get into our Discord. I'll be making a room. Everyone can just jump in there. Teams are free. Really cool. Right, let's move on. If anyone's got any questions, put them in and we'll talk about it in a little bit later on. Right, let's move on. I see that I've got a bit of news saying about Skull and Bones will not have ground combat. Why is that my news?
I told you this at the very start. You
I don't know anything about it.
you brought the point up. And chat.
Yeah, I only brought it up because someone put it in Discord.
Ah, okay. Well, give you a piece. It's given you a piece of news, Nick. So, you know, it's you could have just pretended you'd done all the hard work and put that in there.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about it. Someone's got to speak about it.
Okay, we'll speak about it.
Click on the link. See this.
We can speak about it because I did read through the article, and I think
whose article was it to start with?
Trev's. I think originally. No, I didn't put it in.
Someone else's.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, put it this way.
If it was my news, I put it in game chat.
I would have put it on there.
I originally put it in game chat, but that's okay. We can talk about it because that's one thing that I did mention before when we watched the reveal that day, you and I, Nick. The one thing that I mentioned to you before is that when you jump on another ship, it goes into a cutscene, and that it's the same cutscene where you're fighting or whatever, and then the cutscene quickly ends, and then you have your loot or whatever. So you and I were speculating that, well, when the game comes out, you know, they won't have those cutscenes. You'll be able to fight hand to hand on the boat, or you know, or whatever, or hand to hand on the islands without cutscenes, etc. Well, apparently, from what we're seeing so far, is that I may have been right originally. There's only the cutscenes. You can't fight on the boat. You can't fight on land. You can only fight the naval battles. It's the naval battles you can fight. Moving your ship around, firing the cannons, all that stuff. Sinking ships. And it's fun. That's cool. But when you jump on another ship, it's a cutscene. And then you're off to the next ship.
Does that mean, like in Sea of Thieves, you run around as a person. Everything you do is a real person. But in this,
right,
it's like playing World of Warships.
Yeah, okay, that's a good analogy. So basically, the crux of the game is that the naval battle stuff is really exciting, and going after ships and sinking them and working with your crew and all that stuff. All that is supposed to be real good stuff.
But that would fit in with how I said about people having different ships and working together for different.
Yeah, of course, because the idea is you're going to move up and become a pirate and own your own fleet. You're going to have a whole fleet of ships, and I'm not trying to take anything away from what I understand the game to be, which is cool. But I thought that when you jump on a ship, you would be able to fight hand-to-hand,
yeah,
right? And take some stuff. No, cutscene, and then you automatically have everything.
It's a bit of a bummer, though, Gray, isn't it? For that. Yeah. That's a small bummer for me that I'll play it, but
it's just one of them things where they might make up for it somewhere else. Like I said, you don't get in Sea of Thieves, you get three types of ship. That's it. Once you've pulled your ship out, that's it. And you can run around on that, and you drive it manually by hand as a real person. With this, I've got a feeling it's more, because they talk about fleets and stuff like that, I think it's more along the lines of, I'm a freighter, you're a fighting ship, he's a cutter, so he's fast, and we have to work together to kill other ships. But I don't think we walk around on our ship. I think we are the ship.
I mean, it's true naval battle. It's not a ground-based battle. It's not, although they still should have ship to ship, so I think that's a mistake.
I think we just need to test it when it comes out and see how it goes.
I mean, but it could be an issue because there's going to be people going like, what? You can't fight, you know? And I kind of agree with it. If you're going to have a naval battle and the whole idea of pirates is to jump on another ship, you should at least be able to fight on the other ship. If they don't want to have fighting on land, okay, fine. I don't have to have fighting on land, but they really should have it on the ship.
Do you think it could just be one of these things that we see a lot of now where the developers do like modules? And module one would be, oh, we're going to bring fight into the ship. Module two, oh, we're going to bring land. Like when you play, well, like Elite Dangerous, look at that. Oh, you can't land on planets. Do you remember when it first came out?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what? It's a space game where you can't go to a planet. Yeah, you can't land. You can't even go. You still can't go to Earth like
You can land. You just can't fight anything. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
But this game, I don't know, man. Fighting hand to hand in a ship, I think, is where it's what's really cool. If you're going to spend all that time to board a ship, remember, they give you more points and more experience and better loot in Skull and Bones if you board the other ship. So if you're going to go through all that trouble and you board the ship and then it goes to a cutscene and then everything is yours, it's like...
What's the point? That's half the battle.
Maybe that you have to wear the ship down before you can do that.
Oh, you definitely do, obviously. That's the fun part. But if I'm going to go through all that, which is cool, not knocking it, I want to be able to go on the boat and like, you know, stab a few people and like throw them overboard and shit and stuff.
Well,
but apparently,
I think what we need to do, rather than keep talking about Skull and Bones, because we spoke about it quite a lot over the last 3 weeks, I think what we need to do is we just need to wait until more news comes out, a video comes out, or some gameplay comes out, and then we'll talk about it more once we see that. Because at the moment, I feel like we're hearing more and more sort of mediocre sort of things about it. It's we all put it in the beginning, like, oh, it's going to be a Sea of Thieves, so it's going to be really good graphics, but it seems like it's going away from that. So we'll wait and see what happens. Let's move on to the next bit of news, which is Grace.
Okay, to go on to something else that's speculative, sort of. NVIDIA RTX 4000 has allegedly been tested using the game control. And apparently it's smashed to 3090.
Oh, we hear this every time. It's 20% difference.
Before we go on with that, I'm not saying that this is an article that obviously is betting on what they believe is going to be happening. However, some of the people that do these leaks, and these particular people, tend to be more right than they're ever wrong. And so I would kind of put some credence towards it or whatever. So
how many
going
times
on that,
over the last 10 years, well, it'd be 10 times, have you heard me say, yeah, they're going to come out and they're going to say it smashes the last card, it does this, does that, and then when they benchmark it, it's 20%.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be it, because
they don't bring
this
it
card
any higher than that, because they're not going to give you, they could give you a 50%, they could give you a 100% better card. The reason they don't is because they don't need to. They just need you to think, oh, new card's more powerful than the last one. They're only going to make it that little percentage more increased, because they're going to get the money out of you. And then they're going to get another one off of you, and then another one off you. They know that every 10%, they're going to get another grand out of you.
But there is a difference. With the 4000 series, they're going to a new chip design. So that means it's going up, you know, the tick, the tock. It's going up
on
the tick.
Or did they just come out and say that? If I gave you both the chips, would you be able to look at them, Gray, and go, that's a different
chip?
Well,
they do know the chip's called the AD102. They know this.
Yeah, but
so
at the end of the day, I could tell you it's made out of chocolate, but you wouldn't know what it was. You just take it and go, that's a new feature. Pay more money for that. That could mean that it's got double the power than the last upgrade.
We're going on some speculation, but like I said, these people 20%. That have broke these rumors have been pretty good. If it's to be what they think it is, okay, they're saying that the RTX 4000 is twice as fast as the 3090. They're not exactly sure which GPU 4000 series was tested on these leaks that came out, but they know it's either the 4080 Ti, 4090, or the 4090 Ti.
So they know the card's got a 4000, it's got a 4-digit in it, yeah? Apparently it's been tested in control. It smashes, keyword, smashes a 3090 performance. What does that mean? Does that mean double percentage?
Twice
does that mean 1%?
Twice as fast. That's what they're saying.
Twice as fast. Twice but we don't know what card it is.
We don't know whether it's the 4080, 90, or 90 Ti.
We're not saying it's set in stone. We're just, you know, it's going to be a decent chunk higher.
It's going to be 20%.
Yeah, and that's fine. And even if it was, you know, that's still a decent jump, man. But then I heard another rumor on that they're only bringing out the 4090 to start with, and then the rest of the 4000 cards, series 1000 cards next year, because they've actually made too many of them. They had too many chip orders in with, is it TCMC? Well, you know those Taiwan guys that make the chips? Those guys. They've made too many of them, so...
Hold on a minute. Kinda... What's going on here? They've made too many of them. A chip.
They have
a graphics card,
for the one card
that sells
for the one card.
Every single one they've ever made always sells, but they've made too many.
No, they've ordered too many. Sorry, they've ordered too many chips from the chip makers. A lot more, and they're still trying to get rid of 3,000 cards, so they're actually bringing the price down of 3,000
I think we just
cards.
Live in a world of bullshit now. That's, honestly, I'm not saying what you lot are saying is wrong,
true.
But I'm just saying the world is full of just absolute crap right now.
Well, there is one truth to all this, and that is the fact that the
everybody's trying to pull money from your pockets. Everybody's trying to do you over with fuel. Everyone's trying to do you over electric bills. Everyone's trying to do you over. There's wars kicking off everywhere. It's the end of the world. Let's just delete the podcast now. Let's go. Bye. Drop the mic.
Well, on that down note, as I was trying to say, the good thing that isn't deniable is the fact that the 3000s are taking yet another drop in price, and they expect it to drop in price a couple more times.
20%?
So if you wanted a 3000 series card,
with the 20% upgrade,
wait a little bit, because you're probably going to get it at either the original price or lower very soon.
You're going to get... They're dropping the price. It's going back to the original price.
Yes. Well, that's another whole story in itself, correct? We know about
one
this.
Where do I buy the King's new clothes or whatever it is?
Well, talking about something else that's on the same lines, there's the game coming up next.
Oh, what's next? All right. Let's move on to Klaxon. Come on, let's bring it all out. Go on, Klaxon. What are you talking about, dude?
Here we go. two reasons.
Speculation once again.
To Star Citizen. This isn't speculation. This is fact.
The whole game is speculation. Come on.
So wait, pause.
Before you start, Clax, I'm going to fill you in on some history. Gray knows sod all about Star Citizen.
I know.
He listens to lots of people. Wait. He listens to lots of people's bad views on it. He watches YouTube videos about people that make money off of making videos about slating it that don't know anything about it.
That's another thing.
With no facts whatsoever.
There you go. Someone agrees.
And what he's going to do is he's going to let you speak and then he's going to say to you, don't believe it. It's all rubbish. It's all just a con.
No.
It's all not going anywhere. It's taking far too long. It's been 10 years. And I'd say to them, if you want a game to be that good and that new and that modern, then you have to give it some time.
And of course, by the time it tries to come out, it'll be so old it won't matter anymore. But that's another story.
But no, that's not true.
That's not technically true.
Fight.
Okay.
I want Gray. Gray, you throw all your questions at Claxton that you've thrown at me about it before and then see if his answers are similar. Come on, I want it. I want you to. This is a good debate.
I want to talk about the game because he's talking about the gameplay. So he will talk
about the gameplay, but just fire one at him what you think of the game.
Cash cow. Let's see.
Cash cow. Biggest money-making game ever.
Pay to play.
Cash cow. I paid 40 quid for the game to start with, and then I was like, take my money. Because I wanted stuff. Take my money.
I mean, I disagree. It's not a cash cow, but there's no like hidden costs or pay to win in it. You give that company your money because the ships, the infrastructure, is just insane.
Thank you.
Go on. I may not like the game and some of the things it does, but if I were sitting back and looking as to where to invest my money, even if I didn't like it, I would invest it there, man. I make plenty of money.
But do you invest money great. In games? Because I don't.
No. But money. What I'm saying is though, if I saw something that even though I may not like it, but it was a good investment and made plenty of money.
This is how I describe it. Have you ever played EVE Online?
No, I'm good with Elite. I don't need any more.
Okay, so EVE Online and Star Citizen, you wouldn't class them really as games. You'd class them as lifestyles, as something you go along with for a long period of time, like a World of Warcraft.
MMOs.
So. Yeah. But I'd say it's even bigger than like a normal MMO. It's like, it's a lifestyle choice. If you start playing that game, you don't feel like you're playing a game. You feel like you've got a second life on the computer. Like what I'm trying to say to Gray is, he comparing it to Elite Dangerous. He's comparing it to all of his space games that he plays. No Man's Sky. You can't do that with that game. You have to play the game yourself. You have to walk in them shoes, and then you'll understand what we mean. And the thing is, when you do play it, Gray, and you get stuck into it, you're going to come back on the podcast, and you're going to sing its praises. And then you're going to say, I said it was a cash cow. It's not. I said this, I said a lot of stuff. But actually, I really like it now.
Let's go back to another story now. So the last patch, now I don't think it was this one.
I will talk about this game just later.
But the patch before this one, Claxton, okay, when that came out, and then Nick went back to the game to see what was going on and try it out, and he's like, oh, yeah, and he was out of it in a week. And at that time, Nick and Comic were actually going to go in halfsies on buying me the game so that I could play it, and that all fell to rubbish because... Yeah. The patch was so bad
The patch was so bad. This is the thing. This is what I'm saying. You're getting misinformation and you're putting pieces of the puzzle together and getting it totally wrong. Okay. I had every ship in that game. Claxton, how long does it take to get a ship in that game?
In game? Oh, a very, very long time.
Yeah, when you get that ship, it's like getting a real car. You get it. You look around it. You open all the cupboards. You go and look around all the drawers in it. You look at everything.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. Proper. Yeah. You know, and I had everything in the game. They'd done a major update, so they'd done a wipe. So everything that I bought in game, I lost. Yeah, and that's part of it, Gray. That's part of the game evolving. Yeah, it's something you've
not
got to deal
me,
with.
I don't agree with that, man.
But again, you don't understand what the game's like. It's not like a normal game. And you're
playing it in early alpha. I'd rather wait.
You're playing a game in early alpha. What do you expect? So,
right. I would rather wait till the alpha's over and it comes out, but that'll be 10 years, and then it'll be outdated.
It won't be outdated though, because how can someone outdate something? It won't be outdated. But this is what really, really gets under my skin is that people like you say this stuff without any experience of the game.
Thank you.
Both of you. You're just griefing things, but you haven't played it. Who done the finger? Yes, that was quite funny.
It wasn't the right finger, though.
But the thing is, I'm not lying. You have to play the game before you can judge it. You can't come around just saying, it's like just randomly spurting off random things about it. You don't know. You don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, you wanted me to, so I did. Now I'd like to hear about the gameplay from Claxon.
Go on in, Clax. We understand.
Yeah, I've played a lot of hours of Elite, and I've played a lot of hours of Star Citizen. And I think for me, Star Citizen is like on another level of immersiveness, right?
Yep.
Like if you're playing a space sim, like you, like that sim simulator, it feels just incredible, and it's got a layer of detail, attention to detail that you don't get in Elite.
Yep.
I'll give you some examples of just things that blow my mind. Like, you know, when you decide to trade in game, you actually see the things that you've brought in trading or you're trading in your ship.
Yep.
And they're adding features where you'll actually see that coming down elevators and be put into your ship. You can walk around your ship. There's different compartments, there's turrets. And I think what just blows my mind is, like, in Elite, they build ships, but they don't really think about the infrastructure inside. When you're in this game, the corridors, the place they place things, actually is in the same configuration as the ship. So the outside and the inside are just completely connected in terms of concept. Obviously, the game's been heavily criticized because it's been in development for probably 6-7 years now.
10 years.
But to answer your question, the problem with Elite is Elite has a very old game engine.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You want, like, that game engine that they have in Elite is basically a problem for Frontier now. They can't add big features. They can't add big graphical updates. In fact, I believe Frontier have said that they wanted to do things, but that engine that they have is actually holding them back.
I agree with you 100%. You're right about that. And they're not going to be able to do anything about it because it's not making money. So it'll never change.
Yeah. So I've kind of hopped into Star Citizen recently because the performance on my machine is really good recently. Like, I know I moaned a few months ago that I was getting 20 frames in cities. I'm now getting 40 to 50.
But
cities,
the game's that good
awesome.
That you let it go and you carry on.
Well, I'm playing 4K.
The thing is, you lot are like laughing at it and going, but if you get into it, you will be on our side.
No. We were just talking about the frames.
People playing it. It's so beautiful. It's mind blowing.
I don't think watching it gives you the same feeling as... This is what I'm saying to them. You can't jump into it for half an hour and get what it's about. You need to get into it and play it for hundreds of hours. You need to realise that the mine, and you need to realise what it's like to... Like, Gray was talking about me getting back into it, and what happened is it kept ejecting me out. Every time I went to warp, it threw me out of the ship, and my ship would carry on flying, like, to the next planet, and I'd just be in space. And I just thought, I just can't be bothered with this at the moment, so I got out. And that stuff does happen. I'm not saying, oh, the game's shit, I want to get out of it, I can't bother anymore. I'm saying I'm not in the mood to just carry on at the moment because it's just stressing me out. I've got other things to play and I don't want to waste time. When you get into that game, you can't spend half an hour. You spend 2 hours doing one thing, you know. And there is a chance that you could do 2 or 3 hours and you could just lose it because there's a bug in the game. But also, it's very rewarding and it's very, very good multiplayer when, say, 4 of us are in ships and we go out fighting or we go and attack another real person. It's very, very realistic. Everything you can do is realistic.
Right. If it's so good, why are you not playing it anymore?
Because I basically done everything in game. Well, no, because I've done everything in game at the moment was in there. See, I'm telling you the truth. I've done everything that you could possibly do.
You can't have done everything in Elite, though. Surely there's got to be an angle where you just recycle tasks and do different kinds of missions. It's the live service mode.
I'd done all the fighting missions, I'd done all the mining, I'd done all the caves, I'd done everything that was in there. I'd got nearly all the ships. I've done multiplayer and killing people. It gets to the point where you're waiting for them to, for the devs to update the next thing. And that's what I was waiting to do. The 17 came out. I jumped back in. All my ships were gone. That was demotivating because I had some really good ships and I had a lot of weapons. And I know that it's a lot of work to get back what I had. So I'm waiting for a bigger update. And like Claxon's about to tell you, there's more stuff in game now. So I could technically jump back in and be like, right, I'm going to work on the next new things that's in there. Then I'll leave again a couple of years later, a year later, jump back in. And I'll keep doing this until the game gets released. And when it does get released, I guarantee you all play it.
Yeah, I'll wait till then. That's cool.
The features are, in terms of gameplay, obviously they have everything that Elite has had for a while, right? Delivery, trading, bounty hunting,
yeah,
discovery. So it is behind in terms of that. But obviously when they're implementing that gameplay, they're implementing something on a complete level of detail that's different to
Elite,
right? Yeah,
and as well, before you carry on, one major thing as well is you go to a different planet. That planet's totally different. One will be a massive city. One will be derelict. One will be like a desert. One's even in the clouds. You land in the clouds, you know?
Yeah. Morrison, right?
Yeah. And then when you get to that area, you have to get a train. There's no maps or nothing. You have to get a train to the right place. You walk around the shops. You can walk around in like space station and find a market and then just buy the clothes off the market stall. Like it's proper random. Like it's realistic.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching an episode of Star Trek. It's yeah. that kind of level of detail.
Wait yeah. a minute.
Hey, steady, steady. When's it out? When's it out? With that.
When's it out? It's not going to be released for about another 10 years. Released?
So, okay. Well,
that's why I'm waiting.
The developers are actually focused on the single player version of the game at the moment. I think it's called Squadron 49.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah,
or
yeah.
something like that. So, they've changed priorities to the single player versus the persistent universe, which is, I think, what we all enjoy in these space sims.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'll finish off my point. Basically, a new patch is coming. It's going to drop probably within the next week. They are doing a wipe, but wrecks and derelicts are coming. The idea that something explodes and then you can get out on your ship and you can actually get individual pieces of inventory from that ship. And I think depending on the explosion, it will damage certain parts of the ship and certain parts of the cargo. So there's a lot of realism in terms of what you can actually get from the wreck. It's been heavily criticized that the NPCs don't behave like they should. So I think there's fixes and updates coming there. There's even more space stations and a little bit more variety coming. So there's the idea that, like, at the moment, the space stations are very polished, but they're actually bringing ones that are actually run by pirates, which is pretty cool. And then they're actually bringing in dynamic game conflict. So I think there's something going to be called the Siege of Orison, which is going to be a live war that you can engage with, which is the first, I think, one of the first times that they've done something super dynamic.
Well, no, they have had it before where you've had capital ships, and what happens is as you'll be flying and you'll get a warning over your system saying, warning, such and such has entered this system, everybody please go there and fight. And what happens is you get a fighter and you go there, you can take a fighter or you can take a cargo plane, a ship, and when you get there, there'll be a capital ship or two of them. And then everybody that's real players are flying around trying to blow up the capital ship. And then what happens is you blow up one capital ship and then it will be like, right, all of the people with the cargo ships, you need to get in there now and you need to unload all the cargo off of it, put it onto your ships. And there's all these little ships just parking up in space and people just floating in, grabbing their boxes and floating out, putting them in their ships all over the place. And everybody's working as a team. And then what you do is once they fly back, they deliver them. And it's like the whole thing is deliver how many packages in a certain amount of time, kill the capital ships. And it was actually a really, really fun event because there's so many people floating around in that place. And like you're flying with all these different random ships. And like I said about Star Citizen before, you see a certain ship because it's so hard to get hold of. When you see it, you're like, wow, look, they're flying that. They're flying a hammerhead.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
The ships are in like so beautiful and so insane. But yeah, one of the byproducts of the wipes, so they do wipe progress sometimes. That can mean in-game money, it can mean your ships, it can mean your inventory. But what's happened as a result of that wiping is it stopped people from like being motivated by getting as much money as possible. And what you've got now is actually your community that isn't so focused on generating as much money as possible, but they're focused on helping one another out. So I do find the Star Citizen community a little bit more friendly than yeah. the Elite one, I'd say.
Yeah, because you can put out like beacons for people to do things, take you places, pick you up in the middle of nowhere. If your ship blows up, you can be like, I'm here, and someone will claim that mission and come and get
will.
You. Yeah.
So yeah, I've basically not been around much because I've been like putting my kid to bed and then running
your mind cave
and playing Star Citizen for hours. It's just so I love it.
It's you get proper immersed into it, don't you? You turn all your lights off and just sit there, and you feel like you're actually you do feel
it's
like
so
you're
beautiful.
In some kind of space. It's like being in the Expanse.
And I'm literally some
Expanse.
Nights. All I'm
Wait
doing,
a minute.
It's basically Wait. Being a like FedEx driver in space sometimes, and
yeah.
it's so beautiful. I'm happy.
But it's
to
so
be a
cool
FedEx
though, because like you fly driver. Your ship might take 20 minutes if you've got like a bad warp drive. It might take you 20 minutes to get from one planet to another. And whilst you're doing that, you can just walk around on your ship and do stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's
really
insane.
Cool. I don't know what you two are doing. These two are not listening to us. They've given up.
No, I'm listening.
Trev did
a good one. That was pretty funny.
I do find it a bit weird that you've got such strong opinions, but you've never played the game.
I've watched a lot of it. I like it. I think all your points are valid.
That's harsh.
I think all your points are valid, but it's a game I'm not going to play till it's done, even if it takes 25 years.
Yeah, but the thing is,
that's fair enough.
It's fair enough, but the point is you've got all of your information from listening to people that don't like the game for whatever reason. You've made a judgment without knowing. And do you know why he's made that judgment, Clax? Because he said he'll come into the game with us, and then what he actually did was he couldn't work out how to install it, so then he went, this game's broken anyway, I'm not playing it anymore, it's rubbish,
no,
and then he
I
left.
Just, it was a free fly. I tried multiple times to install it. I tried the fixes that they said. None of it worked, and I just said done.
Right.
It isn't very friendly to new players, that Star Citizen. It's a big learning curve.
Right from the install, yeah.
I think my big and only issue with it is it's not the length of time it takes to come out, because me being a big Rust player, that was in early access for a long time. It was in early access for 6 odd years, and then it's been out for a few years. So I get that. I have no problem with that. It's when Nick played this a while ago, he paid for the game. And then you guys will be able to get this bit right for me. You can or you should spend quite a bit of real life money buying other ships. I don't know if that's pay to win or it's encouraging you to buy really, really good ships. And then what was the thing about insurance, Nick, for your ships? You ended up spending quite a lot of real life money on top of the game purchase.
No.
I never quite got that one.
No.
You said you spent £400 in the game. Nick, I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, but I paid for any insurance. The insurance, you get insurance on your ships, but at the moment, the insurance doesn't actually work, so you don't have to worry about that. But this is what the game does. You can pay for the game, and this is where people like you two have got it wrong, and this is where you need to learn about it before making judgments, because the game is £40 to get into it. It's true, though, isn't it, Clax? The game is £40, the same. You'll play £80 for another game. This is £40. You could literally pay £40, get this little ship, get into game. It will take you longer, fly around, do missions, and you can buy a ship that's worth £600 in real money in 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah, in real money, you could do that in game. If that doesn't give you an incentive to get a ship that's good when you go, oh, I've got this ship and it's worth actually like £600 in real money. That's what it's
or
about. That's the side you should be looking
pay
at.
£600 and then you lose the ship on the wipe.
No, why is it taking them
no,
so long?
You don't
then?
Lose anything. That
yeah, you... I know. You get to keep it. I know the part.
Well, why is it taking them so long to get it out then? What's the reason from the devs? Is it a really small studio or a small
no,
amount of
it's
devs?
It's massive. Then? It's massive. They've got offices all around the world. And the reason why it's so is because the game is so modern and so big. And the only way you're ever going to find out what I mean is by playing it. I can't explain to you how big it is. I can't explain how in-depth it is. If you got into it, you'd be so overwhelmed.
Starfield's the same, so I give
no,
you
Starfield
that
is nothing like this game. And it
no,
never
but,
will
but
be.
We don't know, we haven't played it yet.
I know for a fact it will never be like this game.
Guys, my point is Starfield is so huge, it took years and years, and it's been in development for 7 years, so I see the point with Star Citizen taking years and years and years to get ready. That's fine. That's cool. I get that point.
Yeah, but
access.
there's a fundamental Except thing you're not understanding there because you haven't played it, is Star Citizen is not like a game. Starfield is a game. It's like Fallout in space. It's a game.
It's your life.
This is like running a real life. This is like going and doing daily chores.
Star Citizen. Don't do drugs.
Yeah. But I think, you know what? I think you two should just play it on a free fly. They have free flies where you can get in game, you can fly around for the weekend and do things. Do that and then come back to us and talk about it. Because otherwise, I find it very, very frustrating that you've got comments on it when you haven't played it, but you're judging something without even knowing it.
But does watching a lot of it not count?
No.
Like, I've watched a amount on Twitch, no?
Okay. No, it doesn't matter if you've watched it. You're not feeling that game. You're not feeling the feeling of getting them ships and owning one and getting a new one and getting an upgrade. I spent £400 in there, don't get me wrong. But I was like you. I'm only going to spend £40. I'm not paying any more money on this game. Then when I got into the game, I was like, oh, I can get the cutty for an extra £5. I just put £5 on it. I got to the point where I'm saying to my missus and kids, I went to my birthday and actually get me £20 vouchers for Star Citizen. And Clax, you can understand why, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy something personally, you'll spend lots of money on it. It's kind of irrelevant.
Matt spent £300 on it as well.
Yeah. I've only spent, I bought the cuddy and the pledge, and I think I've spent $80. And that's it.
Yeah. Gray's muted. It's the best thing for him.
That was self-control.
He nearly spat his drink out. Look.
Self-awareness. Anyway, hasn't Trev got some intel news for us to get on with?
A quick point on the intel news I've got at the moment. I follow this stuff a little bit because it means potentially more pennies for you and I, the end user. Not surprisingly, Intel will be putting their prices up for their CPUs very, very shortly. And I'm not really surprised it's taken them this long that they haven't increased them. That's a good thing. But they're basically going to be getting, article I read before, they're going to get vendors to actually try and buy up more stock in advance because they'll be putting the price up for vendors. So buy them in bulk soon before they start increasing their prices. It kind of makes sense.
But does that mean the end user is going to get a price hike as
well? Probably. I mean, I can't see why things wouldn't get passed on to the end user. Everything's gone up, and I don't think CPUs were going up in price. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but they seemed about roughly the same price over the last couple of years, just graphics cards. So don't be surprised if soon you want a new shiny Intel chip, you may have to pay more for it. And I'm fine with that because I'm an Intel guy anyway, so...
Yeah, but do you know what I think about it? The prices of them, like, now, if you went for like a 12900K, which is a high-end chip, then it's going to be like higher money, you know? But if you went for like a 12600, 12700, they're way more than enough to run gaming on, to run any graphics card, and their price is pretty reasonable. If you went for a lower end, like a 400, you can still game on it, and it's very, very reasonable price. Like, I do feel the price in brackets, like, I don't feel like you could be... Oh, it's way too expensive. Like, because you could just go for a medium one. You don't have to go for the highest one all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just if you want to overclock, that's always the key thing. You want to overclock, go for the one of the top chips. If not, you just want to leave things at stock and have normal air fan cooling, then yeah, go for the one. The next.
Or if you want to play Star Citizen 12900.
You need the bloody... You need the Death Star to run that, man. 40 frames. What graphics card do you have?
3080 Ti.
It's the same as Nick and I. So if you're only getting that, what resolution do you run it at? 1440.
It's nothing to do with the graphics card. That's
do with the game optimization.
The CPU.
AMD like 15900 something.
That's good.
He said AMD, so he just sort of forgot about it.
You're out the game. Maybe it needs more CPU power. Games like that tend to need a lot of CPU power for all the stuff that's going on the screen. That's it just does. So little frames, man. You know, but
do you know what? It's quite funny because I've got a 12900K here. I should load up Star Citizen and see what my frames are and see the difference with the same graphics card, but the difference in the CPU power.
And can you do that? Nick,
I think I was on like 120 frames.
Just try it for an experiment because I want to see what the difference is, if it's CPU bound or not, or if it's just the resolution Clax was running at. Maybe he's trying to run it at 32.
Sorry, Trev, to clarify, like, I get 100 frames like 90% of the time I'm in the game. It's just
when you go to a busy area.
When you go to a really busy, intense area, it's server lag.
I wonder what he's doing then. I thought he was wearing some funny glasses when you did that. Do that hand thing again.
It's server lag.
No, yeah. It was more like that. It was more Star Trek, that guy had a blind one.
Oh, yeah.
Leave Jordy alone.
Right, let's move on. I've had enough.
Yeah.
We got a question from Trev.
Oh, we already know the answer you're going to give, Nick, for this question.
So Trev's question is, what game, and everyone in the chat, you can put your games in as well, what is the most you've spent on the game? And mine is £400 in Star Citizen.
Ta-da.
Clax, are you the same? World of Warcraft, close.
So it really depends on the definition of this game. I've played World of Warcraft since I was 17. I worked out that I've spent about £4,000.
Wow, he's been playing World of Warcraft for 47 years.
On subscription. So if we're talking about subscription, monthly subscription, then I've probably spent about £4,000 on World of Warcraft.
Wow. That's what I was called. Wow.
That's wild. Well, let's throw out subscription for the moment. Let's just go with normal stuff. So
he got the complete mug achievement.
I mean, I don't know what mine is because I'm not someone that ever bites the bait on pay to win. I'm not really into like skins and stuff like that. So I'd say that like maybe Star Citizen, the $80 I dropped, but I
Alcohol
guess
Holiday's
I dropped
the same.
$80 on most games.
World of Warcraft for Alcohol Holiday. What about you, Trev?
Well, you guys took my question in a slightly different direction, which is not a bad thing. I was meaning more the one-off initial purchase of the game, which is not the same because usually games are in a certain price limit. But since you guys have mentioned that point, I'll elaborate. So my single biggest purchase was actually made last week. I've never, ever bought a special or collector's edition of anything, but you guys know how much I love God of War, and I got the special edition they're bringing out for that in November. With the Thor hammer, it looks like the traditional one, not the one from Marvel, and it's got the box and stuff, and I was the mug that paid, wait for it, hope you're all sitting down, you are, right, okay, £170 I paid for
that.
Wow,
I wouldn't have paid that for it, that's too
and
much.
I would have got a ship in Star Citizen.
Where's the hammer? Show it to us.
It would cost you £70 to buy the game in the UK, right, for the PlayStation, but I've got a Turkish account, so I could have got it for £33, but I just wanted the collector's edition. I'm an absolute mug for that, but it's a proper looking hammer, so you know, mug. But if we're talking overall price of something in a game, you guys were talking about money in a game, it's probably got to be Rust for me. It's the only game where I buy skins. I've got skins worth hundreds of pounds. I've probably spent a couple of hundred. I don't have no clue how much. I don't know how you tally it up. It's probably in the three figures easy I've spent in Rust and all the in-app purchases and skins and stuff.
Yeah, but in Rust, why do you got to buy skins? You walk around naked half the time anyway.
No,
not
for me.
Buy foreskins. just quickly, before you carry on, Charlie, just want to say thank you for your Prime sub 9 months. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
It's my skins for like doors and hammers and furnaces. Everything you can imagine has got skins in it. And I don't begrudge playing that because I understand Star Citizen, understand WoW paying all this money because you love the game. You're not going to do it in a handful of games you can't afford to, and you don't have the same passion. But yeah, so that's my question. Gray, yeah, sorry, man.
The only time I only paid $60 maybe three times for an AA game that came out day one. That's it.
Really?
Yep.
I haven't spent any more money.
I don't subscribe to anything like that. I don't put any money into that. I don't
buy skins. When his wallet opens, there's earthquakes. and it just rubs together, man.
I mean, other than and even that lately, I don't do that much because with PC Game Pass, I don't bother having to buy any games.
So, I reckon it's elite for Grey because you have purchased a few skins and.
What?
Yeah, it's got to be elite. Yeah, yeah, but I know you bought loads of.
Yeah, but wait. I didn't pay $60 for the game, though. I paid like $30 for the game, and then I bought the few skins and things like that. So I might have gone another 30, maybe 40. Okay, so you're going to go to 70, maybe. That's it.
Nah, yeah, more than that, because you've bought the. I know that you've bought like some of the points to get all the upgrades and stuff on the ships as well.
I bought some arcs, yeah, but it still didn't add up to much more than $70.
But that's still going to be your highest, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
But compared to you guys, I'm way down there.
Ah, you're tight, man. But you know,
right?
There has been things that they put out, some special editions and things that I've been tempted to do, like they've done it with The Witcher. But I'm just not gonna.
He bought the special edition that comes with the Witcher wig.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Or the Witcher sword. Well, I mean,
when you put it on the head,
wait a minute.
Now,
if you want to talk about game related things, then yeah. This thing was $530, the Witcher chair I'm in.
But would you buy that, Gray?
That's not a game.
Sorry? Do you remember when they brought out Hairworks, didn't they? So you buy special edition, you get a wig, and it wiggles on its own in the wind, like Hairworks. Right, let's move on to the next one. Gray, I believe you've got a bit of news you want to talk about next.
Yeah, I think this might make some players of some consoles and Xbox, especially some of the ones that play Elite and so forth, but... Apparently, Discord's confirmed that now Xbox players and PC players will be able to talk together. There's an upcoming update.
They've always been able to talk together. Happening.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah, they just use their phone.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, thank you.
Seriously, everyone uses their phone or their iPad.
So an upcoming update is going to open voice chat channels to more people. While the calls are currently restricted to PC and mobile devices, after this update, Xbox players will be able to join them too.
And it's good news for us.
But
you know why?
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 Because more people can join the Discord.
Because it means more people, all of you listeners out there that have got an Xbox or a PlayStation, you can come and join our Discord and get involved in all of our party antics and stuff and watching what goes on in the rooms and stuff like that. Straight from your Xbox or from your PlayStation. So go to extremepcuk.co.uk and click that button, get into our Discord. Boom.
It's a bit clunky how it works. So you actually
I'm getting on to that. There's a however to this whole article, all right? And when I started to read this, I'm going like, whoa, wait a minute. So it says, however, the convenience of using Discord does come at a cost. Here it comes. The new feature isn't being implemented as an Xbox app. Instead, you'll have to transfer an existing call from the mobile to Xbox by linking Discord with Xbox mobile app, joining a call, and then selecting transfer audio. I'm like, who's going to do all that crap? So it's like you're coming up with an update that's going to have people enabled Xbox to go on Discord, but you got to go through all this garbage.
Yeah, because they're trying to say how to get it transferred over, I should think, from so you got the same account.
Every time you have to do this, though, and it's like, that's... Dumb.
It's the insider program, Gray, so it is. They're still testing it. It will properly come out one day. I think PlayStation were the exclusive guys to get it. That's why it's all out of the box working. But
but to me, it goes back to what we have all been saying about Discord, that every time they come out with something new, rarely do we ever like it because they come out with something that just doesn't make sense. Or they don't come out with something that will make sense. They don't bother. The biggest thing that's come out on Discord recently is this new app where we can throw the icon, the emojis around. That's about the most exciting thing they've done in the last 2 years? I mean, come on. Like, Discord's got plenty of money. Do something a little bit more different. Exactly. See, now that's
I haven't
fun,
bothered maybe. To apply for partner again.
That's another whole joke. Please. Yeah, no, we've talked about that enough.
We've applied for partner about 1,000
times. Three or four times. They go like, well, yeah, you've done everything, but you'll be lucky if we give it to you.
Right, so, let's get on to the next one. Trev, you got the next bit of news?
Oh, yes, I do, people. It's my... well, I kind of am, actually. Although it doesn't look like it. You know, you guys know, everyone will know, Sony are starting to bring up more games for the PC, which is ideal. That's what we want. We want all the games. And Spider-Man's got a release date of August 12th.
How many bloody Spider-Mans are there?
Well, we'll be talking
every
games
week.
And
someone says Spider-Man's coming out.
Well, you're talking about all the multiverses, because there's a lot of them. If you go that way,
yeah, there's lots of them, my man. You don't want to ask that question. In terms of games, there's a couple of different Spider-Men. There's like two, I think.
There's Peter Parker.
And there's he sounds fun.
Peter Parker, yeah.
Spider Pig, yeah. There's such a thing in another multiverse.
Spider Pig movie was great. Not Spider Pig movie, the Spider-Man movie. What was it called? Into the Spider-Verse. That was excellent. I generally recommend watching it. But I played a bit of Spider-Man back in the day in the PS4 or something, 5, and it was excellent. It was good fun. But the PC is going to have all the mod cons, DLSS, higher frames, higher resolution as well. It's maybe how it was meant to be played, with like an Xbox controller or something, which I find ironic. You can still do that. It's the first Spider-Man game. It's not the Miles Morales one they brought out. They'll probably bring that one out after.
The last time I played a Spider-Man game, it was 2D. It was probably 16-bit, and you'd swing on your white little rope thing.
Nick, it's got ultra-wide support for you, man. The 21:9. I don't know if that's your resolution or not, or they've got panoramic 32:9.
I'm not playing Spider-Man.
You're not playing Spider-Man. You're not a Spider-Man.
I'm not Marvel or superheroes, unless it's The Boys.
Oh, The Boys are so good. That's we're going to talk about that on Sunday, I think, definitely, Greg. But
that is good.
All the mod cons, ray tracing, all that stuff coming out next month. If you like your Marvel, your Sony, get into it.
I just hate waiting. I know the wait has become shorter. But I don't want to wait 3 years for a game to be ported. Well, you know.
Greg, here's a question for you. You like God of War as well. How long do you think it'll take for them to bring out Ragnarok on PC? I say no earlier than 1 year. And that's doing well, I think.
I would like to see it less than 1 year, but that sounds logical.
They need to get the money, don't they? So they'll get the money in from the console schmucks, and then they'll get the PC schmucks in after. So they're never going to release them both at the same time, Greg, because...
Wait, you're saying console schmucks coming from a guy who's got a PS5 so he can play Ragnarok.
Yeah, that was the only reason. Yeah, no, I'm a schmuck because I for that exact reason. But PC is my first love always.
I think it makes sense. A year sounds logical. I'm hoping for Horizon Forbidden West to be a year too, because that I keep looking at people playing that game and I'm going nuts. I want to play that game so bad, and it's just and I can't you know, unless I want to splurge my money like you did, but I'm not doing that. So I'm hoping it's a year or less.
You're too tight. We know. But anyway, that's my Spider-Man news, people.
Right. So we've got one more item to talk about. If anyone's got any questions or topics they would like to talk about, put them in the chat right now and we'll get to them in a minute. But for the last thing we're going to talk about other than that otherwise is a question from Mystic Dude. And as you know, questions can be about anything. They don't have to be PC related or gaming related. They can be about anything. And Mystic Dude has said, I am familiar with K-pop a little. Not all your viewers may not be as musically enlightened as myself. What is K-pop? Thank you.
Shape music.
Just upset so many people, man. You just put us down 500 ratings, dude.
K-pop is kind of like the boy band age.
What are you talking about? It's Korean pop.
Korea.
K-pop is this.
K-poop.
K-poop.
Man, where do we get these podcasters from?
No, but seriously, it's like an updated 80s, 90s
boy band. Do you know how
big K-pop
is at the moment?
You know. Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, and Korea.
No.
No.
South
no.
Korea, is that not?
No. You've just upset lots of people, you two.
Genre of music in the world.
The only reason I even found out what K-pop was about 2-3 years ago. I went to a
cereal bar?
Korean barbecue restaurant. Really good food. And on the screen, I mean, on a huge screen, a projected screen, all they were playing was K-pop. And I'm looking at this going like, what is this? And I'm sitting there just watching it.
So you now, walk into somebody's restaurant, yeah? You walk into their area, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you start eating at a restaurant and you start going, what is this?
No, I didn't say it quite like that. What I said was I was wondering what it was. I didn't understand. What was going on? I thought it was just music videos. That's all at first. But then I noticed a whole theme going on and everybody was, you know, obviously Korean in the videos. And I'm going, so I'm watching it. Some of them are very good, but some of them are like,
my missus is cooking chilies three floors down. I can't breathe. Ugh.
She should know better during a podcast than make that.
I wonder what you were doing there, man.
He did this the other day when we were playing a game, and his missus starts cooking like ghost peppers or something, and he starts watering his eyes.
Oh man, I can't breathe.
Just to let can't know anyone that can't see this, Nick is kind of dying in front of us as we speak. His eyes are streaming. His missus is downstairs cooking, and the poor man's struggling.
She's three floors down cooking these chilies. You don't realize
how much it does the same thing to me. He's got it worse because she's cooking it. But if I take a whiff of a hot pepper, I do what he
you
does.
You literally, I can't breathe right now. All my kids are coughing in bed, and I can't even talk.
He's gassing our family in our sleep.
Nick, maybe you want to walk outside and come back. We'll hold it down until you get back. Suck on an ice cube. That might help.
She buys Reaper chilies in the packet, yeah?
Reaper, not ordinary.
Oh my god,
ordinary.
I gotta
I feel bad for you, man. Time to edit this stuff out when the podcast goes.
And it's gold. Bloopers.
Open a window.
Oh my god. It's too late. She cooked it and it's all through the house now.
Oh man. Right. Wow.
My eyes are streaming. I could hardly even talk.
Open the windows, even if it's hot.
She's three floors down. What she's done is she's cooking noodles and she's got Reaper chilies that she cuts up straight out of packet. She puts a couple in and then she puts chili flakes in there. Can you? My voice is gone. I can't even talk properly.
You know why? Hot air rises, so all the
vapors
are going up. You're getting the worst of it.
I'm telling you now.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you now, yeah. All my kids are coughing downstairs as well.
Nick, do you want to take a couple of minutes out? Do I take a couple of minutes out? I've got one other quick point I can add in because it'll be a little bit.
You look, carry on. I'll be back in 2 minutes. I can't breathe.
So, while Nick recovers from dying, I was playing a game earlier on, which is also a PC game. That's why I'm briefly going to talk about it. And it's something Clax mentioned. You may have heard of a game that's out in Steam and PlayStation called Stray. Now, the concept of it sounds on paper like it would be crap right off the bat because you are a cat, basically, that's kind of lost and stuck in the city where humans have disappeared and it's only these robots that are left and we have to find out what happened. And it's basically a platformer with a cat jumping about and it sounds like it wouldn't work, but do you want to know something? Such a refreshing change of pace, this game. They've got the cat physics down to a T, all the little silly things it does, like play with balls and scratch doors to open them and let, you know, someone will open it and it will sneak in, that kind of thing. It's not a huge long game. It's 7 to 10 hours, but I think for the price it is on Steam, like maybe 20 odd quid or something, or free in PlayStation Plus Pass, then you can't really go wrong. I just like the whole dystopian future aspect of it. It's quite a friendly game. And I would recommend Clax if you've seen it and you like the look of it. You get it for a good price. It's worth picking up because it's a chilled platform game that it's not the kind of WoW or COD kind of hot having to focus all the time and you just all these sweaty players against you. You can relax and just play this game and chill being a cat, basically. So I would recommend that one. Would you play it, Gray? You don't look like a platformer.
No, I actually like when they sit there and try to do something a little bit different. Platformers to me, I can't really play properly, so I just don't bother with them. But I have seen games where people actually think about it and do something a little different. There was a game I played. I did a review on the podcast a while back. Oh, God, I'm trying to remember it. Where you're just a ball. The whole game, a ball. You're a ball that can shape
ball
itself into a disc and fly, or back into a ball, and you're exploring planets only in this one shape that can do a couple different shapes. That's all it is. And I seem to thinking like, well, how good could that be? And I started playing the game. It's really good. I mean, the physics and things that you have to go through to be able to work with gravity, to shoot yourself up in the air, to get to the goals you're going for, when to shape into a disc to fly, when to decrease the movement. I was like shocked at a game like, if you just glance at it, it's like, you know, you never would get it, and it was just fun. It was on PC Game Pass and I had a blast.
I'm so back.
I like games that do something different. Why not?
She's really messed me up, man.
You okay?
My
now
face all messed up, my eyes are burning. You won't believe it. She's three floors down from me cooking just noodles and she's put bloody Reaper chilies in it, chili powder and chili oil. Literally, everyone in my house is coughing. We've all got our eyes all burning.
And it's not bothering her at all, right?
No, she's not even sweating. She just eats it like water.
Wow.
I'm not lying. I swear to you, yeah. On my kid's life, I swear to you, I've never been in a restaurant and she's gone, oh, that's hot. They give her the hottest curry or the hottest this or the hottest that. She just eats some pepper, eats the chili straight out of the packet. Doesn't affect her at all.
She had the hottest chilies going. What is it? Is it the California
Reaper? Yeah, California Reaper.
The hottest one in the world.
She's eating them right now. She just cuts them up with scissors and puts them in a pot, like loads of them.
You know what you need to do?
I'll give her a tenner if you go down and give her a kiss.
Oh, God, I was putting in the flames.
Do I need to? She's already done my eyes and everything. The other day I was on stream and she cut my sandwich with her knife and I was literally, that was it. I was done.
Wow.
I'm with you. I can't handle stuff like that, man. That's just too much.
It kills me, man. It just kills my insides. But I like
a little spice, but not like that. That's like way off the charts completely.
Oh. But the point is, what you're doing is boiling noodles and that's like, it's doing this to me here and I haven't touched the stuff.
You can solve that though, Nick. All you can do is bring her outside with one of those sternos that they use in the campfires, right? And then just put a pot on it, let her cook it outside.
Oh,
and then you'll be good.
That was madness. Well, anyway.
We're done, I think.
Is everything done? Because I need to go and blow my nose and wipe my eyeballs out, man.
Yeah, we were just talking about Stray, that cat game before right at the end. But we covered all the points. So
Just a quick one. Everyone in chat. Everyone in chat, like, if anyone's up for playing the Cycle Frontier, get it downloaded. There's people in there playing it now, and I might be on in a little while. I've got to get the podcast out, but then I might be on. if anyone enjoys the podcast, take a look in the notes. You can sub to it comes directly to me. It's like £1.80 or something, and I appreciate everybody already subs to that. That's really, really helps me out. And apart from that, I'm going to sneeze again. I'm just going to say goodbye now because I'm ruined. I'm broken. Are you just firing chilies up in the air?
Nate, now you can tell your wife that she actually artificially ended the podcast early.
Like, I'm literally broken. I'm broken. I will need a hazmat suit next time, Craig. Right. Oh. Cheers, everyone, for coming to the podcast. Thanks for all the subs and bits and everything. I'll see you later on. Till next week if I'm not burnt out.
Bye-bye.
Hold for the raid, people. Hold for the raid. We're going to raid somebody else whilst we're here. Let's see who we can raid quickly. But cheers, everyone. See you on the next one.
Raid somebody spicy.